We mentioned retirement planning on a separate audio, but you know, one of the greatest tax advantage tools for building wealth today is a retirement plan. And it's amazing. Here's kind of something that I want to point out. We're talking about, you know, the information gathering phase. This is something that I try to read as much as I can get my hands on, because, you know, I'm one of those that I firmly believe that leaders are readers, as the saying goes. And that's what I believe. So one of the things that I do is I surround myself with a mastermind team. And what's great is that my mastermind team consists of some of the greatest minds in the history of civilization. Well, one of my mastermind team members is Warren Buffett. And Warren Buffett, in his essays by Warren Buffett, he pointed out the impact of taxes. And he was talking about the cartoon strip where Lil Abner wanted to marry his sweetheart. And she would only marry him if he had $1 million. She said, "I won't marry anyone that has less than $1 million." Well, unfortunately for Lil Abner, he didn't have anywhere near that. He had one measly dollar. That's it, $1. And when you look at that, you say, wow, that's a long way. And I know a lot of people that think a dollar is a long way from $1 million. And I want to make sure that people understand, you know, when we're talking about the retirement plan, I talked about the value of compounding, and now we're kind of tying it together in here, because it's very common for me to tie it all together, because I look at these aren't distinct areas. They all blend together. But when you look at this, that $1, as he pointed out, Lil Abner went to the wise old sage in town, and he said, "Listen, my sweetheart won't marry me unless I've got $1 million. How can I do this?" And he said, "Well, find a strategy where you can double your money." And he said, "Okay, do you know that strategy?" And the thing is, people listen to this audio, the great information that's provided through Trump University and the educational opportunities, they're going to see ways to double their money. Well, when you look at that, he said, if you can double that dollar 20 times, double that dollar 20 times, at the end of that 20th time, you'll end up with $1,048,576. I mean, that's huge. I mean, fact is, in the workbook, we've got a sample right there to show you how it takes one, then to two, two, then to four, and so on, to $1,048,576. Well, here's what Warren Buffett pointed out. He said, what if you had to pay taxes every time you doubled that? Care to guess what that number is? I want people to think about this right now. If you think, okay, what would the taxes be instead of making that $1,048,576, how much would I end up with? Well, I've quizzed people in my seminars and just quizzing even other professionals. I've had some professionals that will say, you know, I guess maybe I'll be aggressive. Maybe you'd end up with $500,000, which would be a pretty significant haircut there. But you look at it, the number, if you had to pay taxes every time you doubled that on every one of those transactions, if you were at a 30% tax bracket, and if you think about it, 30%, the lowest federal tax bracket is 10%, and then if you've got the self-employment tax with FICA and Medicare, the way that that works is that FICA and Medicare adds up to 7.65%. Well, the employer pays 7.65, the employee pays 7.65. If you're self-employed, you're both the employer and the employee. If you're both, you pay both. 7.65 times 2 is 15.3%. Add that to our 10%, now you're at 25.3%. So you say, even if you have 4.7% state income tax, now you're at 37%. So I'm being pretty conservative here. If you had to pay 30%, when it made $2, you got a 30% tax on it, and you did that every time, instead of having $1,048,576, you would end up with $40,642.31.
Wow, it's a startling difference.
Oh, we're talking about over $1 million gone. And see, this is where I'm so passionate about this, I guess. I don't know if people can tell it, but I mean, I get riled up about this because I'm saying that is the difference between a life of plenty and basically barely getting by.